Civic leaders in Miami spoke from the earliest days of a need for a university to provide an educational and cultural anchor for the fledgling city. In 1916, three-time presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan called for the establishing of a school in Miami that would draw students from across the U.S. and all the Americas. He called it the Pan American University. With George Merrick and the development of Coral Gables, that concept moved past the talking stages. In 1925, Merrick donated 160 acres, the size of the original Merrick homestead, and $5 million of his own money to found the University of Miami, which, in his words, was destined to become the cultural center of the entire South. He rounded up a matching $5 million in pledges from other leaders, and on February 4, 1926, the cornerstone for the Solomon G. Merrick Building, the first structure on the campus, was laid. Architectural renderings show the building as an impressive specimen of Merrick's favored Mediterranean Revival style, and by mid-September, the superstructure was essentially completed. Alas, the scourge known as the 1926 hurricane came calling and flattened the half-finished building. With the devastating storm past, and with classes set to begin in mere days, workers were pulled off the project to partition the nearby Anastasia Hotel for temporary classrooms. On October 15, less than a month after the hurricane, several hundred students and faculty, many of them housed in the San Sebastian Hotel, marched into the first classes at the so-called Cardboard College, singing, "Yes, we are collegiate." 1 week later, the university's first football team took the field, an all-freshman unit that defeated Rollins College and went on to finish the season 8-0. While the accomplishments of those first players would linger as an inspiration for subsequent hurricane juggernauts, the fate of the Merrick Building was quite different. Though something of its skeleton remained upright, and it was finally completed in 1949, the Mediterranean design was discarded for a more contemporary style. To this day, no campus building has been undertaken in the characteristic style that pervades the surrounding city. Though the university struggled financially for a number of years, servicemen returning from World War II on the GI Bill doubled, then tripled enrollment. Gifts expanded the size of a campus to 230 acres, and a school of medicine, Florida's first, opened in 1952. The primary teaching facility for the latter is now located at Jackson Memorial Medical Center, just west of downtown Miami, and is perennially ranked among the best in the nation. Today, the university has become the largest private research institution in the Southeast, with a faculty of 2,500, more than 91% holding a PhD, and a total student body of 14,000. Students are drawn to notable programs in theater, music, business, marine science, medicine, and law. But the weather and the accomplishments of a national championship football team's 1984, 1987, 1989, 1991, and 2001 also have played roles in popularizing the institution. To Merrick, however, it was the cultural vibrancy of a university, ranked tops in Florida recently by U.S. News and World Report, that would come to matter most. All else in his city was, in his words, of but ephemeral insignificance beside this great enterprise of permanently real and vital influence upon the lives and hearts of present and future Miami.